Makis buried behind them. The Egyptians threw them out. Paro sent them off. The Jews had spent the previous months watching all of nature torn to pieces. Hashem literally fighting the Egyptians. And now they're on their way out. One would think that at that point, it would be so clear to Klal Yisrael that Hashem will do anything to save them. But what didn't He do for them already? Ever since the creation, Hashem was in hiding. There were laws of nature. Yeah, here and there a miracle. Avraham Avinu makes it through the Kivshon Ha'esh. He has Yitzchak when he's 100 and Sarah's 90. But generally speaking, Hashem was in hiding. He hid behind the laws of nature. Here, for months, Hashem has broken every rule, shown that if you start up with Klal Yisrael, nothing is safe. Water is blood. The earth is lice. Fire and ice hail down at you. No rules. Everything is obvious. Kills off all the Egyptian firstborn and more. What's Klal Yisrael afraid of? Ufaro hikriv ayisu v'nei Yisrael aseinem v'nei Mitzrayim nosei achrayim. The Egyptians are running after them. And what do they say? Amibli en kfarim v'mitzrayim l'kachtonu l'amuz b'midbor. Mazel sasisu l'anol tziyon v'mitzrayim. What do you take us out for? To kill us here? Hosea, Dobra, Shidibarnu, this is what we told you then. When? Initially. At the very beginning. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes and says, you're leaving Mitzrayim, and they complain. They stop giving us straw. We told you then. We told you then. You know what's happened since then? That was at the beginning. They're still living before the Makis? They're still living with uncertainty? With insecurity? The Pesach Seder commemorates Yetzias Mitzrayim and is supposed to supply the emunah that lasts us all year. And in terms of Igato Avincha, it is Yetzias Mitzrayim more than anything else that is to solidify emunah in our children. The first mitzvah of the Aseres HaDibros is the mitzvah of emunah, and Hashem identifies Himself as Asher Tzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. The mitzvah, our mitzvah of emunah, is based on Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Jews experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim. They were now on their way out by Yibishawa. No one had managed to run away from Egypt. And here an entire nation, they left and the Egyptians gave them gifts, sent them off. And then the Egyptians are behind them, and they say, we told you. We told you at this point? Where does it finally say? Vayiru ames Hashem v'aminu b'Hashem. Where was it that the Amunah was really complete? That was only after the Egyptians were dead, after Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayar Yisrael es Mitzrayim meis asfas hayom. Kriyas Yamsuf didn't do it. That means the Amunah wasn't complete when they were marching through the Yam, where there were walls of water on the sides, rivers, fruit growing there. Kriyas Yamsuf didn't do it. It was only after they saw the Egyptians were dead. What happened? They were still afraid of the Egyptians. Until the death of the Egyptians, they were afraid. But it's so clear. What are you afraid of? The Svarim write that the reason why we have 2 days of Yontov on Pesach, one at the beginning and one at the end, is that the first commemorates Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the end of the Shibud, the fact that we are freed as slaves. Vayi b'shalach paro, we are freed then. What is Shvi'i Shel Pesach commemorating? Kriyas Yamsuf, what is that? What is Kriyas Yamsuf? In the midst of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Gemara says that you are mechuyev to mention Makas Bechoris, Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Shira. So the Svarim write, the Shibud HaGuf, their freedom as former servants, that took place with Beshalach. Kriyas Yamsuf was the ghoul of the Neshama. The Jews were still enslaved. The Jews still had a mentality that was appropriate for having grown up in Egypt, under slavery, under Egyptian rule, under the influence of the Egyptian culture. There was still a slavery. There was this emotional feeling of the Egyptians are above us. Although the Jews, it says, they kept their names and their language and their dress, they kept something of an identity. In terms of who the Jews were, Yetzias Mitzrayim, their freedom, made them free men. But they were only free men. In terms of where their neshamas were at, in terms of where their mindset was, there was still a shibud. They still felt that connection. V'lonacham elakim derech eretz plishtim kikaravu. Says the Chasam Sofer, kikaravu means because the Polishti culture was similar to that of the Egyptian one. V'shovu Mitzrayim, when the Pasuk says there was a fear they'd go back to Egypt, the Chasam Sofer explains the fear was not that they would run back to Egypt, but that they would run back to the Egyptian culture. It wasn't until Kriyas Yamsuf that the Jews really free themselves of that. As such, on the one hand, they saw the Nisan, they saw the open miracles. Yet, they were still afraid. Because Egyptian culture was not based on trust in Hashem. Egyptian culture was based on worship of humanity. Egyptian culture it was extremely materialistic. And in materialism, there is no room for emunah. The shira, the fact that they were able to sing, Zakeli v'anveyu, the fact that Klal Yisrael came to that total recognition, the Aminu Bashem, which is the introduction to the Shira and what the Shira is expressing, total Emuna. This was the finale in the Geula from Mitzrayim. We're no different. We live by the Emuna of Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. And when we look, we see Nisim, and we know there's Hashkacha. And we understand that Hashem is not only involved in the destiny of Klal Yisrael, but everyone feels, here and there, Hashem makes it obvious that He's leading him along a path. We see Hashkacha. But we have fears. And obviously, a fear means we don't have bitachin. A fear, by definition, means a lack of bitachin. Bitachin is that feeling of security. We are insecure. We have no bitachin. We have bitachin, but only up to a certain point. Ufaro hikriv, when they're behind us. When we face any uncertainty, our bitachin crumbles and we have fears. The chiddush that we see in Yetzias Mitzrayim, that it is possible to have fears even though you've seen so much. The reason being because there's a golus hanefesh. The reason being because there is a golus mentality. Golus meaning that we're under the rule of strange culture. And especially the concept of materialism. Materialism that sees hishtadlus as something real, not just the fulfillment of an obligation. And that gives us fears. It is not enough for the Jew to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Jew has to talk about Kriyas Yamsuf, Baraz Yashir, the fact that we sang. Emuna that Hashem is there, we've got. For Emuna to lead to total bitachim, that's Kriyas Yamsuf. The mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the daily mitzvah, according to Chazal, is not just remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's remembering Kriyas Yamsuf. So what am I telling you? That there's something wrong with fear. So not only do we have fears, but we have to feel guilty about them. Fear is a barometer of how far your bitachon goes. Fear gives you a sense of realism, a sense of where you're at. The things you're not afraid of are the things that you take for granted Hashem will do for you. The things you are afraid of, they are outside your realm of bitachon. That's the line. What brings one to Shira? What brings one to total emunah? For Klal Yisrael, they experienced it. For the individual, learning it. Learning it. Learning Kriyas Yamsuf. The Kuzari says, imagining it, picturing it in your mind. The feeling of Mitzrayim running from behind, the sea splitting, the Jews going through, the Egyptians burning and drowning and whatnot. To envision it. This is a parsha to learn. To learn means that we've got to internalize it. We have to learn Kriyas Yamsuf to develop within ourselves Vayaminu Bashem, to develop within ourselves a bitachon. Whatever it is that you're afraid of, is it worse than the Mitzrayim running from behind? Whatever it is that you're afraid of, is it going to take any effort on Hashem's part greater than Kriyas Yamsuf? We're not talking reading lore, reading Jewish history. This is a limud. Kriyas Yamsuf is a limud. Kriyas Yamsuf is something that we have to experience mentally, over and over, to free ourselves of the gullus that we create, the gullus that's developed from the lack of emunah in the culture that surrounds us, from the lack of emunah in the culture that most of the world is into. Western society has values. They don't always coincide with true values, but they've got values. Western civilization does not provide security. Only something bigger can. It's one thing to learn new values. We're in the parsha. The world is into values, so get them straight. It was one thing in the olden days when they were learning Ben Adam L'Chavero in a world that was savage. Times have changed. In the West, you grow up with basic values of appreciating human beings. The idea of being good. So all right, we're more sophisticated. We're deeper, and above all, it's emes, it's divine. But security. In the West, security means putting away lots of money. It means insurance policies. It means going for regular checkups. It means jogging and eating well. It's all ishtadlus. And when despite all of that, Hashem shows who's boss, everyone falls to bits. Modern science cannot beat Hashem. At one point or another, doctors surrender. All the money on earth ain't going to help. Western society is full of insecurity. There's no way of predicting what tomorrow will bring. insecurity is built into the heart and mind and personality of everyone growing up in the big world today. We have to experience a geula from that. Constantly, daily. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hashem's on our side. He means only our best interest. Sure, there are surprises, but it's all coming from the same place. He's always on our side. There's a chiyuv of learning and chazering daily. Kriyas Yamsuf. We say Oz Yashir every day. You're supposed to say Oz Yashir with Kavana. What's the idea? Another one of them schoolers. Free yourselves from the bonds of insecurity. There's a shibud, a different level of shibud, a shibud ha-nefesh. The shibud ha-guf doesn't allow you to think, where am I headed? What was Paro's whole trick, his plan? Keep people busy, let them have no dreams, no aspirations. Shibud ha-guf takes away aspirations. The shibud ha-nefesh takes away security. The first part of Yetzias Mitzrayim is so much easier. It is so much more deeply ingrained in us. It's this part that we still have a hard time with. We've got to keep chazering it. People feel that when it comes to Pesach, there's something of a letdown. It comes in with a bang. It begins with Leil HaSeder. And then the rest, that's it. The rest of Pesach, all right. Yontif, Matzah. But one would have wanted the finale to be somewhere at the end. What's supposed to be happening is that we relive Yetzias Mitzrayim at Leil HaSeder and then spend the rest of Pesach building up our bitochen. The avoda of Leil HaSeder is chirus, freedom. The avoda of Shvi Shel Pesach is bitochen. The chiddush here is the Torah views insecurity as an enslavement of sorts. It seems that, again, in the West, the difference between those who are secure and those who are insecure is the ones that are secure don't bother thinking and they're simple, they're simplistic. Yeah, they're into all kinds of stuff that gives them simple answers to difficult questions. Don't worry. But people who know, people who understand, they're insecure. It's almost as if the more insecure you are, the more of a sign that you're intelligent. The more sophisticated you are, the more you're into taking care of your own security. the more insurance policies you've got, and the more you're neurotic about your health. What we learn here is that it's quite the opposite. Bitachon is simple. Hashem's only on our side. There's nothing He can't do. It's pashut. What are you afraid of? He's only out for your good. What are you afraid of? Our natural state is one of bitachon. The rational state is one of bitachon. There's this disease that overcomes us. This avdus. Something from our past that resurfaces all over the place. The feeling of enslavement. It's a golus. And you got to use your brains to come back to the simple bitachon. Appreciate that it is not that we're dealing with difficult situations and we find ways of pacifying ourselves and making ourselves feel secure, although we know it's not really so. It's just unhealthy to be nervous, so we have to pacify ourselves. No, on the contrary. Bitachin is rational. Lack of bitachin is disease. The study of Kriyas Yamsuf, the regular study, singing Oz Yashiv, these are supposed to restore our sanity. Bitachin is the piercing truth. It's not covering up for anything. It's getting rid of all those barriers. It's getting rid of all the falsehood, getting rid of all these ghosts, and seeing that real, pure truth is that Hashem can tear apart all of nature and will if necessary. And if He doesn't, then it's only in your best interest. You can walk around with some mystery. Exactly what form is Hashem's chesed going to take today? But it's only a matter of chesed. It's only chesed. The Sfarim point out that in Oz Yashir, the Shem Hashem that is used is the Yudke Vavke. Not the Shem of Elohim, even though it is constantly referring to what happened to the Egyptians. Hashiru Hashem ki gol gol, sus v'rofo ramavayam. The shame of Rachamim. It's not that it was din against the Egyptians. It's that Hashem's on our side, so they had to drown. Bitachon is based on the fact that Hashem is all chesed. That Hashem is a Rachamah. And He's bound by nothing. Nothing's too big for Him. Nothing's too difficult. What could you be missing already? So once again, the mitzvah of Emunah is based on Yetzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of Bitochen is based on Kriyas Yamsuf. That's this week's limud. Spend Shabbos learning Kriyas Yamsuf. Spend Shabbos learning how Hashem is always on our side and stops at nothing. And fear is silly. This is not the opiate of the masses. Religion is not the simple answer to difficult questions. This is the raw truth. Fear is a perversion. fear. Fear is not seeing reality. Fear is seeing things in a twisted way. Bitachon is truth.